Transportation was the focus of a forum last night, attended by 8 of the candidates running to be Baltimore's next mayor. They talked about their plans to address the city's many transportation issues and touched on topics ranging from bus routes to bike lanes. WYPR's John Lee was there and joins us this morning. John, were there any specific ideas thrown out by the candidates last night?
Yes, Nathan. While there were some general agreements about needing things like comprehensive plans and audits of the transportation department, there were some specific proposals. For instance, when former Mayor Sheila Dixon was asked if she would support a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit in the city to make roads safer for cyclists, Dixon said yes, adding that something drastic has to be done.
But we're also going to have to do a lot of education, because the public just doesn't realize that when you're driving through the city, that it's not 60 and 70 miles an hour and people are just off the hook.
Other candidates said they would support lowering the speed limit in parts of the city, and City Councilman Carl Stokes said he would consider getting rid of left turn on red to help protect cyclists and pedestrians alike.
And where there are established bike lanes, also eliminating right turn on red. I don't want to start a war between bicyclists and motorists, but I think for the safety of all, we ought to consider that as a policy.
There's been a major debate in recent months over how to replace the planned Red Line, the light rail that would have run east-west from Bayview to Woodlawn, which was scrapped last year by Governor Hogan. Did the candidates address that?
Yes, there were 8 candidates at the forum, as you said, and one of them is a Republican. Alan Walden, who for years was on WBAL radio, said even though he's a Republican like Hogan, he does not agree with the governor's decision to kill the Red Line. Walden said the city needs a rail line running east to west, and Walden said there are other alternatives to consider, like perhaps light rail. And Walden said you don't have to dig expensive holes for subways to make the rail line work. And businessman David Warnock talked about a modified Red Line that ends at Lexington Market. Warnock said it could be our Penn Station, where people could transfer to the subway or the light rail.
What about bus service? Do candidates have anything to say about that topic?
Yeah, well, the MTA certainly drew a lot of fire from the mayoral candidates. MTA is a state agency, but the candidates said they would like the city to have more control over it. Elizabeth Embry said the mayor should demand the MTA provide better service and a better way to track the buses because their arrival times are so unpredictable. Embry also proposed a universal fare card and free bus transfers. Bus service was one area that got a bit political last night. Councilman Nick Bosby chastised 3 of his fellow candidates, former Mayor Sheila Dixon, Councilman Carl Stokes, and Senator Catherine Pugh, for standing beside Governor Hogan the day he announced the new rapid bus plan for the city. Critics said that was the governor's on-the-cheap alternative to replacing the Red Line. But Senator Pugh had said earlier in the forum that, yes, she has a great relationship with the governor, and yes, she was at the rapid bus announcement, but that she was there to remind the governor he needed to hear from the community to make sure it works for everyone. And, Nathan, there were also proposals to make the water taxi year-round and integrate it into the city transit system. There was a lot of love for the Charm City Circulator. Sheila Dixon took credit for getting that rolling when she was mayor. And how about a rail line on North Avenue? Councilman Stokes said they should study to see if it should run, as he put it, from Hilton to Milton.
John Lee is covering the Baltimore mayoral race for WYPR. The primary election is April 26th. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you, Nathan.